Are you ready for your interview?
Yes, I am ready.
Why do you want to become an American citizen?
I want to live with my family.
What do you miss about your old country?
I miss my friends and family.
Do you promise to tell the truth?
Yes.
What did you just promise?
I promised to tell the truth.
Please show me your permanent residence card and 2 photo IDs.
Here is my green card, passport, and a state-issued identification card.
State your full name.
Kit Ching Muk.
What is your date of birth?
December 15th, 1955.
What is your date of permanent residence?
October 20th, 2007.
What is the country of your birth?
Hong Kong.
What is the country of your nationality?
Canada.
What is your current home address?
143 Morrill Road, San Jose, California, 95132.
Do you work?
I was laid off last year.
How do you support yourself?
I get unemployment checks.
Since becoming a permanent resident, how many days have you spent outside the U.S.?
300 days.
Since becoming a permanent resident, how many trips have you taken outside the U.S.?
3 trips.
When was the last time you left and came back?
I left November 20th, 2011 and returned January 2nd, 2012.
What is your current marital status?
I'm divorced.
Do you have any children?
I have 1 adopted child.
Have you ever claimed to be a U.S. citizen?
No.
What is claimed to be a U.S. citizen?
Claim to be a U.S. citizen is to lie about my permanent resident status.
Have you ever voted in the United States?
No, I have never voted in the U.S.
Have you ever failed to file your taxes?
No, I've never failed to file my taxes.
Have you ever been a communist?
No.
What is communism?
Communism is the government of China, Vietnam, North Korea, and Cuba.
Have you ever been a terrorist?
No.
What is a terrorist?
A terrorist uses bombs and weapons to control people and governments.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
What is arrested?
Arrested is when the police say you stop you and take you to jail. The police think that you disobeyed the law.
Have you ever been a prostitute or procured anyone for prostitution?
No.
What is prostitution?
Prostitutes sell sex for money.
Have you ever sold or smuggled illegal drugs?
No.
What are illegal drugs?
Illegal drugs are drugs against the law, such as heroin and opium.
Have you ever gambled illegally?
No.
What is illegal gambling?
I gamble and I don't pay taxes.
Have you ever been deported?
No.
What is deported?
Deported means that the U.S. government says that I must go back to my old country.
Do you support the Constitution and the form of government of the United States?
Yes.
What is an oath?
An oath is an important promise.
What is the United States Constitution?
The supreme law of the United States.
What is the United States form of government?
A representative democracy.
Are you willing to take the oath of allegiance?
Yes.
What is the oath of allegiance?
I promise with my life that I will always be loyal to the United States.
Do you promise to bear arms when required by U.S. law?
Yes.
What is to bear arms?
To bear arms means to carry a weapon when the law requires it.
Do you promise to perform non-combatant work?
No.
What is non-combatant?
Non-combatant means to help the United States Armed Services without using weapons.
Do you promise to help during a national emergency?
Yes.
What is a national emergency?
An earthquake or a flood.
Name one American Indian tribe in the United States.
Huron.
Name one problem that led to the Civil War.
Slavery.
What is the economic system in the United States?
Capitalist economy.
What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful?
Separation of powers.
Name two national U.S. holidays.
Christmas and New Year's Day.
Why did the colonists fight the British?
Because of high taxes.
If both the president and the vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
The Speaker of the House.
Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the federal government. What is one power of the federal government?
To make treaties.
What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy?
Give an elected official your opinion on an issue or run for office.
Name one state that borders Canada.
Washington.
Please sign your name here. And please print your name here. Good luck. I know you will be a great American citizen.